And now for our feature presentation.
Caller, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson.
One, two, get down!
All right, caller, you may be gay. Now listen to me. I'm going to tell you something.
Bandit calls to be the boss.
Time and I got a meeting to get to. All right, here we go. Sexual harassment. It's a great way to make money. It's a great gig if you can get it. I wrote that. It's now hiring. Here we go. Now hiring sexual harassed people looking for a quick payout. You must be attractive with no other skills. You must be willing to dress inappropriately for work to trap entitled morons. You must have no regard for self-respect. And above else, you must be willing to cry on cue when the cameras are on. Even if the situation happened 20 years ago, you must still feel the pain like it happened yesterday. Remember your acting class. Be in the moment. Now, if this is you, boy, we got a career opening for you because it does pay. It pays big bucks. And we're going to talk about, are you more likely to be sexually harassed at work, and some of the data that shows that newer employees are more likely to be sexually harassed at work, 19%. Although they are only 6% more likely to be sexually harassed than those who have worked at the company for over 10 years. This report shows that far too many people suffer sexual harassment at work, and we're going to use the word suffer. And the reason we're talking about it is we're going to talk about Deshaun Watson. Man. I mean, this guy is one hell of a football player. Yeah, he has some kind of sexual lawsuits hanging over his thing, but does it matter? Who cares? Because the biggest story right now on ESPN is that Deshaun Watson traded to the Browns for 3 first-round picks after quarterback has surprised a change of heart report. Who cares about these women, right? I mean, are we really supposed to care? And it's 22 women, by the way. But here's what the NFL was reporting. After report throughout Friday, indicating that the quarterback was deciding between two teams. Okay, forget about the sexual thing. We'll get there, but this is more important. This is sports. The Atlanta Falcons and the New Orleans Saints, this trade with Watson has just turned it upside down on its head. Instead, the Houston Texan quarterback will be traded to the Cleveland Browns. Yeah, he's going to the Browns. In a change for first 3-round picks, in addition to other picks. Then they have related video, Watson reported he wants to play for the Browns. That's the video. nobody's talking about a sexual thing. It's all about sports. Of course, Watson, who did not play in 2021, as he calms a number of sexual assault accusations. I mean, come on. The 26-year-old guy from Houston, he's a quarterback, but not just a quarterback. This guy is a three-time Pro Bowl quarterback. He's a dynamic quarterback. He could change the game. He can throw defenses off their game. He can just change everything around. He has everything that they're looking for in the NFL. However, his image kind of, you know, the social media warriors, his image changed dramatically in the fallout of the sexual misconduct allegation. He was cleared of any criminal charges. So what's the problem? And since he was cleared of the criminal charges, it was a green light for him to look for other teams across the league. But he still faces a number of civil lawsuits. And that's what we're going to talk about now, civil lawsuits. And you wonder, how did this start? How did this start? Well, when we come back, there are five people who changed our lives forever because of the lawsuit. And we also have we have Watson's case right here in court, which was filed in court. We have that too. We have that, and we're going to go over that. And by the way, did you know that if you were, let's say you're a female male, that you're in the middle of a sexual harassment case or lawsuit, and you're running a little low with money, did you know there's banks that would give you a sexual harassment suit loan? They got financial institutions that will give you a sexual harassment suit loan. Oh, yeah. Big business. So we're going to come back. But how did we get this sexual harassment lawsuit? I mean, what are we doing? How did it get to be this big? Well, we're going to thank, we have to thank Mr. Bill Clinton. You know what I mean? We have to thank him. Some of these people with these major lawsuits started this trend. And we have to thank them. But we're going to look into this particular lawsuit and what case when we come back in the case of Mr. Watson. And how much he has to pay out. And what's even more interesting is that, you know, when you travel, the insurance companies will insure your body parts. And are you curious to know what you're really worth? So this is what's perplexing, is that the lawsuit, you'll see how much the payoff is, but what is it that you were really worth? If you were in a plane accident and your arm, your insurance company was going to, if you're going to insure your legs or insure your arms or insure your face, whatever you want to insure, do you want to know how much you're worth? And why are these sexual harassment suits pay off 10 times as much as you're worth? We'll find that answer too. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network 323. I usually don't. 323, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson.
Can't you stay dead? You made me lose a bet, goddammit. Jesus fuck.
You wish I was dead?
I bet you were dead, and I lost the fucking bet.
Well, you may not. I'm kind of still dead. I mean, nothing proved that I'm alive. I could be a spirit on the radio. I could be a ghost.
Oh, that's the best part. Okay, I'm going to collect my money.
Exactly. I could be a spirit. I could be haunting this hour, right? The spirit hour.
That's true.
That nothing proved that I was alive, but there's only one thing that would prove that I'm alive, As long as I don't do it, you can still win your bet. By the way, it's good to hear your voice, Joe.
Well, it's not good to hear yours. I thought your girlfriend kicked you out, killed you, and then cremated you. And I bet about $100 on that, and you made me lose $100.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you that my girlfriend did not cremate me and kill me and throw me out the house. You know, Joe, I'm just a disappointment everywhere. I'm just a big disappointment.
That bet I won.
How's Blog Talk since I haven't been around? Tell me what's going on.
Oh, it sucks. It sucks.
Is it really?
The same as usual, even at night. It just sucks. There's only a few good, really good programs around that are insightful, that have hosts that know how to deal with, you know, with the callers. So, no, it's
right.
Shit. You've been around for how many years? You've probably been around for good about 15, 16 years, right?
Probably about 12, yeah. Close to it, yeah.
12 years, let me see. That would be 2010. Oh, you wouldn't know then, because back in 2007, 2008, when you had a free show, it was for an hour, and you could call up just about any time, day or night, and there would be some kind of show that was interesting about some kind of topic that, you know, you might like. Nowadays, and it's all fucked. So it was good to have you back there, Hammer.
Well, I'm not back until something officially happens. Are you ready? Let's see.
Oh, God.
It tells me if I'm back.
What?
Here we go. Hey, how you doing?
I thank you.
Back again.
I got to go now. It was nice talking to you, Brian.
Yes, I was back.
Oh, jeez.
I am back for
the
man.
Oh, God.
The angry comic. That gets no reason. Yeah, thank you. Hey, how you doing? How you doing, everybody? It's good to be seen. I am the least funniest comment you're ever going to hear. Here you go. Are you ready? I'm going to try to do it, Joe.
No.
For you. Hey, how you doing?
Don't have to do it for me.
Hey, my psychiatrist told me I was crazy, so I told him I wanted a second opinion. He said, okay, you're ugly, too.
You're ugly, too.
You know, you're ugly, too.
I miss him, man. He was good when he was on.
Hey, my parents moved a lot when I was a kid, but I always found him. I'll teach him. I always found him.
Yeah, I like that one too. I know.
And it's the last one. It's like, I get no respect. The only problem with having an orgy is you don't know who to thank afterwards.
Oh, God. Hey, you know what? You want to see a documentary. Remember now, Rodney Dangerfield and Andrew Dice Clay was similar in, you know, in certain ways. I finished watching one of the Netflix. Andrew Dice Clay put on a TV series, and I finished watching one of the episodes. It is the saddest thing. This guy is such a fucking whiner, complainer. He is the most feminine fucking asshole you've ever want to see.
Who, Andrew Dice Clay?
Yeah.
I know.
Everything he complains about. He complains about his friends. He complains about his entourage. He doesn't even have an entourage. He complains about one of his friends, he's his manager. And he made a date for one of these low-life comedy clubs. So he shows up. He has to go to another state. So he goes to the state. He goes to the comedy club. They don't even fucking expect him. They didn't book him.
Damn.
And he starts whining. Oh, man.
It's a train wreck. He was, after Howard tore him apart live on the air, he went nuts. I got the finisher for you, Joe. Here you go.
Okay.
This is for you, Joe. Get no respect. I found out my wife was having an affair with the butcher. I walked into his shop and I said, who told you could sleep with my wife? He said, everybody.
I remember. I know. That was butchered. I remember when Rodney said it. It was good. You know, yeah, no, you can do a decent Rodney Dangerfield when you want to. Jesus.
I know. Okay, one more. I'm going in for heart surgery.
There's always one more. I got a headache already.
This is it. I asked the doctor how long I'm going to be in the hospital. He said, if all goes well, about a week. If it doesn't, about 30 minutes. Oh, what a dog.
I like that one.
There you go.
Yeah, God, you're back. Why did I call in? I should have just fucking listened to the show.
Oh, there you go, everybody. The piss off comic. Hates everybody, and everybody hates them. See you later. Oh, man. Yeah, Joe. I was on a couple of times, Joe. I was on a couple of times last week, I think. And, I was just, I was trying to get you guys, you know, get the time when I could. I was working on a project, and no, it's good to hear your voice. King was in, you know, says hello, and a couple of other people said hello. And that was it.
Well,
but,
you know, people are
yeah.
used to having you at a certain time. So when you don't show
right.
up, then, you know, they don't know where you are.
I know. Hey, Joe, guess what? I quit smoking. Can you tell a little bit? No, I quit smoking. There you go.
You did?
Yeah.
Ah. So now you're going to be sucking dick. Well, good. That's good for the throat.
You know what? I'm going to bring back the comment. You know what? Hey.
Oh, God, no. I'm sorry. I apologize. I apologize.
You better say you're sorry.
I didn't mean
I'll
it.
Have him do,
I didn't mean
I'll
it.
Have him do stand-up all night. Hey.
No.
I'm back.
I'm back. Hey, you like my comedy? I don't give a fuck if you do or not.
I know. Oh, he was terrific. But you know what we're talking about today? It's going to be really quick. Because I'm so pissed off. You saw the title of the show, Sexual Harassment. It's a great gig if you can get it. You know, this is, some of it is really a career-making gig. You know, it's so funny. We're talking about, I don't know if you're into sports, but Deshaun Watson is a new flavor of the month or week. Mm-hmm. Quarterback from Houston, been traded to Cleveland, and it was $280 million. Is it $280 million that they paid him? Something like that. We'll get into it.
$280 million to get him transferred, to break his contract?
$230 million. The Cleveland
Holy
Browns
geez.
Paid him a five-year, fully guaranteed $230 million contract. $230 million.
And that's to get rid of him. That's to trade him.
No. That's to get him. No. He was a free agent, and the Browns wanted him. And he was in a contract with Houston, but since the sexual harassment bullshit happened, it allowed him to get out of that contract and to sign with the Browns for $230 million.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, all
right. So, you know, and so these women, and again, the title of the show is, hey, it's a great gig if you can get it, right? I mean, he paid them off before you go to sleep because then it's going to be a short show. I know.
Hey, you know, you're not the only show I sleep on. I sleep
know.
On, you wouldn't believe this. I'm going to tell you, so you talk about spirits. Two weeks ago, I was on Donnie's show, right, like I always am on Saturdays.
Right.
So he has, his show usually is about 4.5 hours. So I'm asleep after about the first hour or so. Okay? Now, that's kind of like usual they expect it. They can hear me snore sometimes they don't. Okay, fine. Now, so another person comes in, another caller who's a semi-regular. So she comes in. Her name's Adrian. I go, Adrian, you know, like Rocky. Okay?
Yeah, right.
So that's okay. But then
An hour later, the show was still on, but I fell asleep. Right?
Yeah.
So now,
right.
My phone is still connected, but now I'm hearing Donnie say, Joe dropped out and then called back
right.
in.
Right.
So I'm saying, no, I didn't. I've been here all the time. I didn't drop out and I didn't call back in.
Mm-hmm.
But then I hit the number one, right? On the keypad and the one, and the prompt comes up and it says, you are now in the host queue. So that meant that I called back in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now here's the punchline. When I said Adrian, and when I called, when I dropped off and called back in, I was asleep.
So you said it when you were sleeping?
I did it when I was asleep.
Oh, so I know what you did. You're half awake and half asleep, that kind of thing. I have done that too. You know what I mean? You could kind of hear it in the background and you're still kind of in that REM sleep,
mm-hmm.
and you're half awake and half asleep. That is funny.
Well, that may be what it was, but I don't remember any of it. I mean, I don't remember saying Adrian, okay, right? I don't remember saying it. And I don't remember dropping off and calling back in. So I did it while I was asleep. I've walked in my sleep before twice, so it's very possible. Like,
wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Now that would scare the living fuck out of me, knowing that I could possibly walk in my sleep and don't know where I am. Oh, man, that would scare the hell out of me, Joe.
Well, you know where you're going, but you just don't, you barely remember when you come back home or when you finish doing what you're doing. You're
Uh-oh. Joe, did you drop? Buddy, I think you dropped, Joe. Let's see. Yeah, Joe dropped. Joe, if you can hear me, you dropped, my friend. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and play the lawsuit thing. Hopefully you'll come back. Or if not, if you're laying there and just sleeping, that's cool. It's good to hear my old friend Joe, man. It's good to hear one of the, we call them the crew, the morning crew. But this for you, Joe. So we're talking about Watson, Deshaun Watson. And these women have made an allegations of sexual harassment. Cool? Well, not cool, but most people don't know what they are. Well, here it is right here. Hey, Joe's back. Hey, Joe.
Oh, yeah. I heard you when you were talking about the banks actually loan money for sexual harassment lawsuits.
Can you believe that? Yeah,
good.
Most people don't know that.
Jesus.
There are institutions that actually you can get a loan if you have a sexual harassment case pending. You get a loan for sexual harassment. We're going to go into that, too. I mean, this is the kind of show we have, Joe. I mean, you know, I'm not just a funny guy with a Rodney Dangerfield personality. We do
You're
give
right
information
about that.
Out there. I know. Well, hey, I get no respect.
I tell you.
Yeah,
even on my own show.
Call, I come
call
on here and
tell me I ain't shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I come on the air after a long period of time and they say I air polluted it. I got pollution. It'll get no respect. You know what? I don't have – it's been so long, Joe. My timing is so off. I used to have great timing. I got no timing whatsoever. I got no
timing.
Yeah,
you used to do a good Rodney. I like the way you did Rodney.
I have to work myself back into it. But here it is. Here's the article.
Uh-huh.
About Deshaun Watson, about this sexual harassment suit. Again, 22 women. Who cares? But when we get into the details.
22.
It's 22, but I'm thinking he looked at him. He made a rude remark.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he just did wolf calls. Oh, boy. As I look at some of these allegations, he's going to have to answer to some. Well, here we go. This is according to Fox News, Fox Sports. Here we go. Yep, Fox Sports, Matt. Fox Sports, right on time.
Deshaun Watson of sexual assault in civil lawsuits said Sunday the Cleveland Browns didn't reach out to him while they were trading for the quarterback. Tony Busby has represented the women since the first accusation came out in March 2021. The Browns acquired Watson from the Houston Texans, and the deal was officially announced Sunday. The Browns organization did not reach out to me. I didn't expect them to do so and can understand why they didn't. But knowing what I know, they probably should have, Busby told ESPN. Watson is accused in 22 sexual assault lawsuits of exposing himself, touching women with his penis, and kissing them against their will during massage sessions. One woman alleges Watson forced her to perform oral sex. Houston police started their investigation after a criminal complaint was filed in April 2021. A grand jury declined to indict Watson. When announcing the trade, Browns team owners D and Jimmy Haslam, general manager Andrew Berry, and head coach Kevin Stefanski released statements talking about the extensive background team personnel did on Watson before acquiring him. We spent a tremendous amount of time exploring and investigating the opportunity to trade for Deshaun Watson, the Haslam said. We are acutely aware and empathetic to the highly personal sentiments expressed about this decision. Our team's comprehensive evaluation process was of utmost importance due to the sensitive nature of his situation and the complex factors involved. We also understand there are still some legal proceedings that are ongoing, and we will respect due process. It was pivotal that we, along with Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, meet with Deshaun to have a straightforward dialogue, discuss our priorities, and hear directly from him on how he wants to approach his career on and off the field. He was humble, sincere, and candid. In our conversations, Deshaun detailed his commitment to leading our team. He understands and embraces the hard work needed to build his name both in the community and on the field. Those in-depth conversations, the extensive evaluation process, his dedication to being a great teammate and devotion to helping others within the NFL, within the community, and through his charitable initiatives provided the foundation for us to pursue Deshaun. We are confident in Deshaun and excited about moving forward with him as our quarterback and supporting his genuine and determined efforts. Berry said the team was looking forward to having Watson as the starting quarterback for the 2022 season and beyond. We look forward to having Deshaun as our starting quarterback.
Okay, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to go over some applications. I mean, I still don't understand. I just want to go over some allegations here. A lawyer for the 22 women. First, he was insulted because nobody contacted him because of the trade deal. What the fuck do they have to contact you? You're a lawyer for sexual harassment. His name was Tony Busby. And he was upset that nobody contacted him about the trade deal. Because of trade, and why is he upset? Because the trade deal is worth over $230 million. That's why he was upset that nobody contacted him. Now,
so he's the lawyer that's representing this quarterback then, huh?
The women, right.
Oh, he's representing the women.
He was representing the women, and he was upset that when the deal from Watson football deal went through, that he was not informed about the football deal that's worth $230 million. The Mr. Busby lawyer for the women is saying, I was not informed. They didn't reach out to me. Why would they reach out to you anyway? You're not part of the NFL. It's not part of your deal, unless you want to scrounge some more money off. Well, you know, forget this. Here's what pisses me off. These are some things that he's alleged that he's done. Number one, exposing himself. So what? The man is an athlete, very well-built man, and he looks good, and it's no different than he wearing some Speedos. Most women would like to see it. Exposing himself? Really? That's worth some $1 million? That's really sexual harassment? I think it's more sexual harassment to his penis than it is to the women. I say throw him a buck or two. Exposing himself.
Put him on.
Really? Yeah, I mean, there's guys in Australia who gets paid for that shit with that done under thunder, down under bullshit. I mean, you got a quality guy in his prime who's a quarterback. He should get paid more than that. The other thing, touching women with his penis. I see nothing wrong with this. Huh? What do you mean? Maybe a little bit. All right. Sorry, women in the audience. Listen here. Touching women with his penis. Okay? And what? Mm-hmm. And what? Who among us have not touched women with our penis besides Cole? That's kind of an inside joke.
he's touching. He's touching guys, isn't he?
Is that he's touching guys. Right? Yeah. I know he's touching guys. Cole, put your. I mean, we're going to have a short show, but here we go. I mean, and one woman was forced to perform oral sex. Really, oh boo-hoo. Now, this really bothers me. This woman should be grateful that this man trusts her to put his sacred penis in her mouth without biting on it or hurting it. To me, that is trust and that is love. You're not going to put your penis in somebody's mouth if you don't trust them or they can cause harm to your member. So I'm thinking that's building trust right there. And I don't know how you force somebody to perform oral sex. I don't know how you do that. What do? You put a gun to their head and they go up and down. I don't know how they do it. You pull them by the ears. I don't know. I don't know how you force somebody to do oral sex. I don't know. How does that happen? He's the Sean Watson.
It must be a gun.
Yeah. It has to be a gun because they sure are getting banged.
Yeah,
go ahead.
And what you were reading was he's alleged to have done these things with masseuses. Now I'll
right.
have to find out if they're Chinese or not, because if Chinese, there's no such thing as sexual harassment there.
True that, Joe. Japanese, Chinese, because they give you the happy ending in the massage.
They give you the happy ending. That's right.
They do. They call me Climaxon. Hello, Climaxon.
Climaxon. Climaxon. I got it.
Yes.
Climaxon.
Yes.
Yeah, that means you climax too soon. That's what it means.
Probably. You too soon. We just changed sheets.
You go now.
You too soon.
That's
not can't afford laundry with you.
I know. Yeah, I know. You're coming to welcome to you too soon.
Yeah, you too soon. Yeah. Oh, you clean up floor. Get out. Get out, you. You just walk in and it's done. What's wrong with you?
That's right. Put that in mouth first. What the fuck?
Yeah. And no fried rice for you. And I just lost my audience. But I'm trying.
That's all right.
A serious show.
You know what? They got video of Chinese bras giving customers blowjobs in these massage parlors. So I'm
sure.
You know, I like to find out how many of them are actually Chinese. If they're Russian, maybe a different story. But I like to find out.
Yeah. But you're right. You make a point there. Can you sexually harass a hooker when you're just negotiating the price? And maybe you grab her by the ass and you say, you know what? Your price is too much. Your ass is too saggy. I'm going to go move on. Can she say you didn't sexually harass us if you're selling sex? I mean, he's with these – and it says here, they were in massage sex sessions. You're right,
yeah.
Joe. Guys, if you ever been to an Asian massage, it comes with the massage, a happy ending. A little touchy-touchy, a kissy-kissy, a no look here, and you're done. All right.
Not all of them. Here. Not all of them, but I'd say a few.
Right. Right. And try not to do this in a Chinese restaurant. I did, and it's inappropriate. Just lost my mind. Too much sake. Oh, get the both. I get a little rub and a little meal. It doesn't work that way. The Houston police started the investigation after a criminal complaint and was filed in April. A grand jury declined to indict Watson. Okay. So what are we talking about here? A grand jury says, you know, come on. It was a massage sessions. Really? How can you harass a masseuse who is putting their hands on you when you're naked? That's ridiculous. I mean, how do you do that? You go, oh, you grab their ass. That's inappropriate. You kick them out. They have rules. You can't grab my ass. You can't do this. You can't do this. We kick you out. You don't. You work in a sex kind of rubbing kind of thing. How do you do that? How can you claim sexual harassment when you're rubbing a naked person?
And that happens all the time anyway. The fucking women, they just put the hand, they put the arms down and they're diplomatic about it and they say, no, I don't do that. So this is just deep pockets. I believe that, you know, you can sexually harass somebody if you put, you know, if you put your penis on their ass, if you force somebody to do oral sex on you, that's sexual harassment. Let me see, penis on the ass, that's just being sexually rude. I don't think most of these accusations.
Hey, just the
being
protocol.
Rude.
That's just being rude.
You know, yeah, he's a rude bastard. You know, but you don't get paid millions of dollars for that. That happened all the time back in the 50s, 60s, and even before that. Come on, men would go up behind somebody and just grab the woman and bring her close to them. The girl will slap him. He knew he was going to get slapped. He knew he was, either he ducked or he took the slap and that was it. You know,
that was it.
But
it's
a cottage industry and it's fucked up.
It is. And we're going to go into it. But before I play him, no, I'm going to give you, because I only have Joe for a little bit. Trust me, guys, if you listen to the show, I only have him for it. He's about to fall, meaning go to sleep. I just want to give you some information. Here you go. What act result in sexual harassment? Just in case you guys want to do it and you're working your way up to it or you think it's cute. Well, these are the typical acts that can get you a sexual harassment lawsuit. Making unwelcome sexual advances, requests for sexual favors, other verbal or physical conduct of a sexual nature. Sexual harassment is essentially a conduct that explicitly or implicitly has an impact on a person's employment. That's it. The harasser may be the victim's supervisor, an agent of the employer, a colleague, or even a non-employee. That's it. And here's the most important thing. You hear all these payouts. These women want $120 million, blah, blah, blah. This got me really interested in something. It's like, okay, you know, there are companies that when you fly, and there's insurance companies that will insure you. I mean, you know, if you lose a leg, you lose an arm, how much is it worth? And it basically says that an average human being is worth $45 million. That's it. The average human being is worth $45 million. Some people insure themselves, their legs, their lips, their arms. But bottom line, the average human being is worth $45 million. So how can you make $120 million on something that just hurts your feelings? I mean, it's not fair. Shouldn't it just be a top off of $45 million? Because that's how much you're worth. Well, there's people like Anita Hill with Justice Clarence Thomas. I mean, Paula Jones with President Bill Clinton. See, we're going deep talking. And Clinton did a settlement of $850,000. Thomas, I don't know how much he got or she got. They barely approved, and they kept that in lock and key. And the tailhook convention. You see, these idiots with the deep pockets made this a career. And if you don't know what a tailhook convention is, it happened in 91. It was a scandal. It involved sexual allegations against the armed forces. You still don't remember? Former Navy Lieutenant Paula, her name was Paula Cotlin. She was one of more than 80 women who alleged they were sexually assaulted. The assailants were drunken Navy. Who in the hell, a drunken naval and marine officers attending a conference at Vegas Hilton Hotel? Coughlin later left the Navy. She said the organization failed to investigate her allegations, then retaliated against her for being a whistleblower. Coughlin ended up suing the hotel, not the Navy, not the military, not the government, because she knows you cannot sue the government because you'll never win. She was smart enough to know that. Oh, there's Joe. Sorry, Joe. I was reading copy. She was smart enough to know that you cannot sue the government. You'll never win. So she sued the hotel for not protecting her. This is how ridiculous it is. She sued the hotel. She ended up suing the hotel for failing to provide adequate security. She was awarded $1.7 million in she was compensated for, and $5 million in the punitive damages. So $1.7 million, and then another $5 million punitive damages. That's it. Did she get raped? No. They just harassed her. In 1998.
I think in that case, they were being groped, and I think the plebes
right.
was what I think they called the Navy people at that stage of the game were exposing themselves to them. I think there is such a thing as sexual harassment, but I don't think that every time a guy does something that has some sort of sexual overtones to it, that it has to be sexual harassment. And I certainly don't believe that these women deserve even a fucking $1 million. That's too much of an industry. Why do you think the banks lend money to these women? The banks lend money in order to make money. They wouldn't lend money to women who are having lawsuits like this unless they believed that the women would win. Obviously, women win too many of these goddamn lawsuits.
Exactly. That's the business. Exactly. She could not sue the government. She could not sue the Navy. She could not sue Washington, D.C. She sued the hotel for not properly protecting her, giving her the security. She was in the fucking Navy. Isn't it stupid? I mean, this is what I'm trying to say. It was like, when does a victim become... what do we call somebody of greed? Wouldn't they become the harasser themselves? I mean, if you're looking for compensation, if you're looking for some kind of payout or some kind of revenge, when does the victim become that person? It's when you can't sue your government and then you sue the hotel for that. And, okay, here we go.
You know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for the gay people to sue each other for sexual harassment.
I've been waiting for that for years, and it hasn't happened, Joe. I mean, seriously.
I know.
Since the 80s, where they became more empowered with themselves and the LGBT, whatever the hell it is, I've been waiting for it. I've been waiting for lesbians to sue each other for sexual harassment because I'll be a big fan. I've been waiting for custody battles between two gay men. Or two lesbians. And I'm not seeing that either. I wonder if there's just because they want to keep it out of the limelight.
No, they've had them.
Oh,
no, they've had them. I've seen, maybe one or two, but I've seen it. It's not as widespread as, you know, the normal conflict between men and women and involving children. But this is all bullshit. I could have sworn by now that the gays would fucking, but see, that would require being outed, coming out. Maybe they wouldn't want to do that. But nowadays, it's almost like a badge of honor to be a goddamn gay fag.
Yeah, you're in style right now. But, you know, nothing stays the same. Oh, my God, Joe. Goddamn gay fag. Oh, my God. Oh my goodness,
I know. I lost the other half of your audience. Yeah, like we never say anything like that on your show.
I know. No, it's,
yeah.
It's the same guy. He just was bi. You know, so he was gay. And he was that same person. All right, I'm out.
Same one. Yeah.
Yeah, you assaulted the fag in me, and then you also assaulted the Asian in me. I'm out of here. Oh, my God, I lost my audience. The same dude. Oh, man.
Same guy.
This time he's gone. I mean, this is what happened with, I mean, we get so ridiculous. Here's another one. This is the last one. This happened at the University of Colorado. Two women charged the University of Colorado football program with sexual harassment. Now, here's what happened. The women claimed that they were sexually assaulted in 2001 in an off-campus party. Not a campus party, but an off-campus party by a Colorado football player and recruits. The women claim that they are liable for fostering the atmosphere that led to the alleged assaults, claiming the school tries to draw in the best high school football prospect with sex and alcohol parties. That is true, but we know what they are. I was recruited on that. I told you, that is true. Of course. Mm-hmm. And don't go. There's plenty of people there having fun. They know what the party is about. You cannot just go to a party and say, oh, I can see what kind of party this is, and I'm going to sue the football program because they foster these kind of parties. The women's suit was filed under Title IX, which promotes gender equality in education. Probably they're lesbian. Sexual harassment and action with the case was recently thrown out. The case was recently thrown out in a U.S. district court, but the women have appealed.
It should have been.
After the allegations, the University of Colorado Board of Regents backed an independent investigation. The results found that drugs, alcohol, and sex had been used to draw in recruits, but not with the sanctioning of the university. Of course, that's why I went to UCLA. Shut up. That's a good part. The drugs, the sex. Good. Finally, somebody got rid of these bitches. That's it. So maybe that's what we have to do. I mean, when you get the civil case, this is all about money, nothing else. This is not about the situation. It's all about money. How much can I get?
Yeah.
That's it.
They were probably, a lot of them were probably flattered by the attention of some kind of star paying attention to them, and now they're going to
sure.
try to turn it into a payday.
Sure. Sure. And remember, ladies, what are you worth? Your DNA is worth, check this out, your DNA is worth $9.7 million, believe it or not, at $1.3 million per gram. That's how much your DNA is worth. You know what a kidney is worth? A kidney is worth $91,000. And a kidney is worth more than a heart because a heart is only worth $57,000.
Hmm.
And it says, here's how they do it. If your insurance, if an insurance company was going to insure you, like if you're going to Chile or Peru or Mexico, whatever, you know what I'm getting at. Here's what's going for. Both hands or both feet is worth $250,000. Both. So what are they, $125,000 apart? Okay,
a
your
piece,
sight
man.
In both your eyes, you're only worth $250,000. Your hand and foot simultaneously, $250,000. One hand in the sight in one eye, $250,000. One foot in the sight in one eye, $250,000. Speech and hearing, $250,000. Your ear is only worth $125,000. Your hand is worth $125,000. And your foot is worth $125,000. So why are you getting $2 million, $8 million? Because somebody made you feel uncomfortable, grabbed your ass, or put a penis around your mouth area and made you touch it. That's worth $112 million? Come on. On the body
that's
part market.
That's how much
market,
you get?
Yeah. That's how much
is
they're asking
for. Is that one person or
and they're group? Going to settle. And they're going to settle, I guarantee, with Dijon. Yeah, they're asking for $112 million, I think. I think 112.
What, is it a group? Is it a group lawsuit?
I think it is. I think it's a consortium of maybe six.
Okay.
No, 21 women. Remember, he was going to go 21 women. 21 women.
Hmm.
So there's a group of 21 men, you know.
That's $5 million,
you know,
apiece.
Yeah. On the body parts market, and there is a body part market, believe it or not, your body would fetch between $10,000 and $100,000, according to the author of Body Brokers. There are body brokers. Inside America's underground trade in human remains, your torso, used for seminars and demonstration to train surgeon, could fetch $3,000. Hey, Cole, we got to get Cole. Make some money off of him. Your torso used for seminars and demonstrations to train surgeons could fetch $3,000. And either leg could garner anywhere from $700 to $1,000.
Oh. Hey, have you talked to Cole? How is he doing? Is he
I haven't
okay,
talked to that
he,
fool. I have no idea. But it does say the wizard, your head without a brain, and when you're still talking about coal, would sell for $900 if I only had a brain.
Oh, God. Cole's going to call in 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, I know it.
I know. Can you imagine? Hey, can you imagine on the auction block? Okay, here we go. We got a head without a brain. We got a head without a brain. His name is Cole. I hear one. Come on, $10, $10. I hear $10. Okay, $15. $15, a head without a brain. Head without a, shut up, Cole. Hey, Brian, shut up, Cole. We're trying to sell this auction. Do I get $15? $15, head without a brain. Head without a brain. Brian, you know what? I'm not gay. Oh, shit. We just went down. Okay, you, sir. $2.50? Okay, do I get $3? Shut up, Cole. I'm losing
yeah,
money. It's at $5.
Yeah,
do I get $5.20?
I'm not gay. My brother's gay. I know.
Exactly.
I'm good old Cole. I love Cole. Exactly. I know.
Exactly. Hey, Brian, I want to play a song. Oh, shit. Okay. Do I get $1.50? No. He had to talk, didn't he? $1.50, $1.50, $1.50, $2. $2. $2
hey,
right there.
Yeah,
that
$2? Let me play a song for the crowd. Okay, 50 cents. Is it 50 cents?
Yeah. It went back down again. Damn it. 75 cents. 75 cents. Cole had to talk. Do I get $2? Cole, you can't bet on yourself. You can't auction yourself. Get off the market. No, not for $2. $3. Oh, my God. Here we go. So that's the bottom line,
poor
folks. Poor Cole. If I play what's happening, if you're not a sports fan, and I know you are, again, this is where I'm going to put Joe to sleep, because I love Stephen A. I love Stephen A. He's going to talk about the responsibility of Dijon.
Oh, I like him. I like him. On this topic, I'd be interested in what he has to say.
Okay. Well, here's what he has to say about the topic. I wish I could speak like him. Just how he speaks, how he pauses, how he goes, and he talks in rhythm. I really admire how his pace of his conversation flows. Here's Stephen A. talking about the responsibility with Dijon Watson.
You only heard the finalists. I heard 13 teams was interested in Deshaun Watson. So if 13 teams are interested in him, nobody called the league office and said, hey, what kind of punishment is coming down the pipe for this brother? They took Ben Roethlisberger into consideration. Just an allegation. He got 6 games and was ultimately reduced to 4. Michael Vick, he was incarcerated, so the legal system took care of him. And then you got other situations where people have been accused, but cases have been settled. As a result, they come back, they get a few games, but ultimately that's what it's going to come down to. So now you get to the National Football League office, and you say, what standard should they have? Especially when somebody like Calvin Ridley has been suspended for the entire year for just betting $1,500. Well, the NFL's response is, from what I've been told in terms of their thinking, well, there's proof there that that guy was guilty of compromising the integrity of the game because you bet on the game, whether directly or indirectly. Whereas in these cases, well, it's he says one thing, they said another. The legal system isn't throwing him in jail, and as a result, he's available for his services. This is the stance that they take. So, again, it looks bad. There is no question about that. But before we look at the Cleveland Browns, you got to blame the whole – you got to blame 12 other teams, and you're going to have to blame the league. And it comes down to what do we think is should be a definitive punishment for this situation? Because a lot of times people look at the NFL and say, Molly, I'm coming to you.
Yeah.
They're going to say – they'll look at the league and they'll say, make a decision. What should happen? And what I want to know is from the Mollies of the world,
yeah,
from the Kimberleys of the world, Mary Kay Cabot,
yeah,
Cleveland Plain Dealer, she's coming on the show, from Nancy Amore in the USA Today. What I want to know is, based on this situation right here,
mm-hmm,
it's no longer a criminal case. It's a civil case.
Yep.
What exactly do you think should happen to Deshaun Watson?
Well, there's a lot of things I want to get into.
Sure.
So as far as the civil aspect, right? So we don't know whether he's won or lost any of those cases, so there's still a lot of information that
right,
we don't have. But
we
when you talk about the rule, like Calvin Ridley with the betting on games, that was a full season.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we're talking about – I have an issue with the rule to begin with, because domestic abuse, child abuse, sexual assault, it's 6 games. Tom Brady got 4 games for deflated football.
Yes.
So you can abuse a child, you can abuse a woman, and you get 2 more games. So that's a problem in itself that the NFL needs to address. Then we're talking about this particular situation. I want to go back to the Browns organization, okay? So let's deem Deshaun Watson, you know, is innocent. They don't know this yet. So they said that they did their due diligence in terms of an investigation. Well, you didn't speak to the lawyer, and you didn't speak to any of the women. So could we have some transparency on how you got here? How did you vet this situation? How about you share that with the public? Because based on their independent investigation...
None of your problem, bitch. If it didn't happen to you, why do you demand this information? Why is it your business? You know what I mean? Why do you need to know this? Another woman going after another man to destroy his career, and it has nothing to do with her.
Yeah, but as a sports journalist, she's going to say, well, freedom of speech, and our audience wants to know.
Audience wants to know. All right. Well, here's some of the comments of men on the same subject. You know, when you see these videos on YouTube, there's always people making comments. This guy's name is Joshua. They keep asking why the NFL hasn't did a punishment yet, like the cases aren't over. If it ain't won or lost the case, oh, God, I can't even, my head hurts when I read these people. And I'm reading it just like it says. Why he be, okay, forget it. Antonio, he says, Kimberly Martin actually led to show off with, it's the talent as to why the Browns did this trade. Thanks, Kimberly. What would this show be without you? Anyway, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I say, who cares? It, you know, here's where it is. If it had a chance to go to a criminal court, they uh-huh, summoned a grand jury. They didn't indict him. At that point.
Yeah, that's important, too. That's important.
Right.
If the grand jury didn't indict, because at a grand jury, you're not allowed to have a defense against the accused. It's only I think it's the attorney general, not the attorney general, but the defense attorney, district attorney, rather, who presents the case. And it's always one-sided. It's always their point of view that's being presented to the jury. So if the jury has only one side and they come back with, well, we don't think you have evidence enough, that shows that the evidence, to me, is very weak.
Mm-hmm. Right. Shouldn't there be a law saying that if you don't have a case, you cannot also have a civil case? I know the difference between a criminal case and a civil case. I do know, and it's lesser, you don't have to prove this, and blah, blah, blah. But this is just money gouging. This is just blackmail. This is just, I don't know what to do. If you don't have a criminal case, they dismiss it. There's no case. Why do we have to have a civil?
Yeah.
If it's not criminal, then why is it a crime? Really?
No, I disagree.
Okay.
Yeah. What they should do is throw out the frivolous lawsuits. I believe
right,
that a person has a right in court. So I believe that if it's not a criminal case, then perhaps it could be a civil matter. So I believe in that. I just don't believe, as you were talking about, I don't believe in gouging out the system. And when they allow frivolous lawsuits to take advantage of a legitimate arm of the judiciary system, that's what I have a problem with. But I believe that everybody has a right to have a civil case if the judge, you know, not every civil case, not every civil lawsuit that's filed gets accepted, gets tried, you know. So I believe that a person has a right to do it. But you're right about they're abusing the system with this.
Right. And case in point, Joe, I have the case number. I have the actual court document on this case. First of all, I have a problem with it. It says Jane Doe, who is the plaintiff, versus Deshaun Watson. Why is Jane has to be a Doe? And Jane's looking for the Doe. Jane's looking, that's the first clue right there. Jane wants the Doe. I mean, if you're going to file a case, put your name there, right? That's my first problem.
Have her name there?
No,
that's
it's Jane
bullshit.
Doe. Her name is Jane Doe. That's who filed.
Is that
she
because
filed
it's
under
a group,
Jane Doe.
Is that because it's a group lawsuit? Or is it just
it's a,
one
it's a group.
Oh, okay.
It's a group, but...
So that's why they do
it. Jane Doe?
But do they name the names of the plaintiffs in the rest of the suit?
Well... The plaintiff is Jane Doe. I'll go further, but then the defendant is Deshaun Watson. I have it right in front of me. It's in the District Court of Harris County, Texas. The Judicial District Jury Trial Demanded Plaintiff Original Petition. Plaintiff Jane Doe complains of defendant Deshaun Watson. That's how it is. In the court papers, plaintiff Jane Doe complains of defendant Deshaun Watson, and for
but in the body, in the body of the lawsuit, do they name them? Because they don't. Oh, okay.
Nope. Here it is. Defendant Deshaun Watson is a National Football League NFL player who currently plays quarterback for the Houston Texans. The plaintiff is a licensed massage therapist. Who works from her home? Who works from?
Isn't it's only one
convenient?
Person.
Yeah, I guess
it's only
she's
one person.
She stepped out.
And they
out
should have her name. They should have her name.
Exactly.
Too soon. You come too soon. on the paper.
Yeah, I know who you are, Judge. You come on Tuesdays and way too soon all the time.
That's right. I know, Judge. Hello, Judge. How are you? You back
hello,
now?
That's, yes, Judge. I remember you in Vietnam. Okay.
yeah. My mommy birthday. Yeah.
I'm a hut slut. There goes my audience, my credibility. But here it is. Here it is. It says, Watson solicited the plaintiff for a massage at her house on March 2020. During the massage session, Watson assaulted plaintiff by touching her with his penis. Okay. So Watson
That's so stupid.
She's rubbing him. He gets a little horny. He's hard on. And he takes his penis and say, I touch you with my penis. This is the assault. He's going to this woman, and who knows if this woman is dressed. You know, a lot of these women are not dressed when you do a massage. I went to some of these masseuses and put them at home. They're dressed very scantily or none at all. They give you a naked massage. It is true. And who knows, this is on the up and up. Does she have a license to do a massage from her home? I don't know. But anyway, the plaintiff brings this case seeking the minimal damage that implicates the honorable court subject jurisdiction. So that's what happened. He was naked, went to her house.
He
rubbed
her hand,
a little rub down,
and put it on his cock. That's what he
did.
And that's happened a million times. So, but when she finds out the guy's got money, all of a sudden she's so offended.
Right. She is so offended. He touched her with her penis. Meanwhile, she's touching him with her hands. And this is what happened. Factual background. The plaintiff is a professional licensed massage therapist who owns and operates her own massage therapy business. She markets her business through Instagram. Sorry, I'm trying to read this. I'm trying to give this a straight face. But she's a professional licensed. I'm trying to. Oh boy.
I wish they had. Do they have a picture? Do they have a picture of you come too soon?
We don't.
I bet you it's you come too soon. I
you
bet you.
That's his name. You come too soon.
I bet you. You come too soon.
Who is like, oh, you a YCTS. Give him initials. You come too soon.
Yeah, right.
Keep
you
him anonymous.
You come too soon.
Yeah. He comes Thursday. But he comes Tuesday and Wednesday before Thursday.
That's right. You don't come now. Why don't you go over
now.
The floor? Clean up that mess.
Exactly. He come when he ring bell.
He come anytime. He ring. Fuck.
Oh, my God.
And he expects sushi, too. He expects sushi. Fuck.
Oh, my God. So she markets her business
through
Instagram.
Oh, you lost the other half of your audience.
I did. His lover left. All right, I'm leaving too. So she goes, she markets her business through Instagram and attains clients in that manner. She works out of her home with the intent to ultimately have her own office. She's not credible at all. She's been in business for 20 years.
I got to find out her real name. I want to find out her real name. Either she's a Russian or she's Chinese.
Right.
You know, and if she's Chinese, the odds are it wasn't sexual harassment. Russians, maybe yes, maybe no. And still, even then, I doubt it. I mean, if he actually did grab her hand and put it on his dick, he shouldn't have done it. But how many, you know, I bet you, right, if every massage that some fucking masseuse does, I'll bet you, out of all the men, I'll bet you 80%, 70% of them try it. So that's not something that she's not used to. She's well aware what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's just, this is just ridiculous. This is, you know how many NBA
it's
players...
It's extortion. That's all the fuck it is.
Exactly. It is extortion. And I'm surprised that... And this asshole who wants to gather 20 women up to do this. Let's see what else. Plaintiff found a somewhat particular that a... here we go. Plaintiff had never had any type of contact with defendant Blossom prior to this massage. Plaintiff had never worked with any athletes from the Texas organization. Plaintiff found it somewhat particular that an NFL player would request a massage from her because she is not yet a well-known masseuse, and it was her belief that a player like Watson likely had access to an entire team of trainers and the like. However, at the same time, because plaintiff, like many small business people, have been actively trying to grow her business, and so she's already saying, I'm wondering why you're going with me. You have access with all these trainers, so therefore you're probably a creep because you had access to all these massage people, and you come to me, so you must have keyed on me, and you must have wanted to do something else other than a regular massage. That's what she's inferring to.
That is what she's implying, all right. Yeah.
Right? Plaintiff was excited and encouraged that a local professional football player would seek her services. The players agreed to Watson's request for a massage, and the two began discussing scheduling. Prior to this schedule session, Watson described what he was looking for. He told the plaintiff that he wanted a massage for relaxation and that he was not seeking the typical sports massage. He knew damn well what he was. He wanted a happy ending. That's basically what he was saying in a nutshell. The plaintiff indicated she understood Watson's request. Do you understand I'm not seeking the typical sports massage? Wink, wink. Oh, you must be friend of, you come too soon. You come later.
Yes.
Oh, I see. You are, you come later. I'll put you on point.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
You come later.
You come later. Oh, you got big one. Okay, overtime.
Oh, my God.
I get up at 5.
I know. Yo, you got big one. Touchdown.
You get big one. I charge you double.
Oh, be glad you come. Oh, you come in.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah. I put you on my Black Lives Matter program. Okay.
Oh, Black Lives Matter. Yeah, Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. It's like, I rub you. Don't shoot. Hand up.
Rub down. Don't shoot.
Yeah, I rub down. Oh, don't shoot. Hand up.
Hands up. Don't shoot. Rub down.
Oh, you
we come.
Yeah, we come. This is why they need me back on the air here in the block. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Man. Man. Oh, man. She understood what was going on. This is a shot in the dark. This is hoping for a settlement because of who he is. And it was supposed to be a quick settlement deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
But if any women are out there, listen, here's how it is. You know how much these lawyers cost these athletes? Hundreds of millions of dollars. Probably, in one day, they probably run close to $5 million. You got a girl, a woman, who could only make, what, $58,000 a year? Will never make more than $75,000 a year? Pay her off. Fuck the lawyer. Go straight to her. Pay her off. I mean, give her a little something, something, right? I mean, she worked at it. If anything, what do you think, Joe?
She worked at it. Yeah, pay her off. Now, if it comes down to making sure that you're going to pay less than if the lawyer gets a hold of it, but they go get the lawyers because in these kind of cases, if I'm correct, they don't have to pay their lawyer if the lawyer loses. I'm not sure. Maybe there's something that
we'll
find out about later.
Yeah. Something. But what they have to put through, I guarantee you, they got a lawyer, and even if they win, they may come out with $2.5 million. The lawyer comes out with $6 million. You probably make more if you don't have a lawyer, and you just talk to the dude, look, I don't want to go through any legal things, and I don't want to out you on Instagram. Dude, you did something wrong. You took your penis. You put it into an area where she didn't appreciate
it. Hey, Brian, are you on Instagram? Because I made a post on Craigslist,
right,
and they took me down twice, and I don't know why. And I'm thinking, does Instagram have more free speech leeway?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But it's kind of hard that you wanted to turn Joe's rape room into an Airbnb. I can understand why they took it down.
No, but it was. I was only charging $10. I don't understand why they took it down for it.
I have no idea.
It was only $10 an hour. Yeah.
But yeah,
I got no explanation. You know, I would like to know about my rape room. Should be a legitimate business.
It should. Have a lot of celebrities in there. This is just ridiculous. It says at one point he purposely exposed the tip of his penis from under the towel. Watson was at this point fully erect and moved his body so he could expose himself more. Of course, as a member exposed and As a result of his moving of his hips, Watson purposely touched the plaintiff's hand with the tip of his erect penis. With the tip of his penis.
Oh.
This has got her upset. The plaintiff, get this.
She
was shocked and mortified. Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, you're massaging this guy naked and everything, and you're probably moving him around so you don't touch it, but you were shocked and mortified that you saw his penis touch the back of your hand. Wow. The plaintiff abruptly ended the massage and asked Watson to leave her house now. Get out. You and your wandering penis.
Yeah, right.
Leave my establishment. Mm. This is not, I work out of my home. I can't have this. Plaintiff was scared and she, check this out. She was, the plaintiff was scared and she started crying. The Watson just touched the back of her hand with his penis. She got scared and she started crying. She only wanted Watson to leave in response to her asking him to leave and to to her crying. Watson stated, this is what he said. I know you have a career and a reputation, and I know you would hate for someone to mess with yours, just like I don't want anyone messing with mine. The plaintiff considered Watson's statement to be a threat. He can't win. He makes a statement through his lawyer, so now this plaintiff is considering a threat. Can it be, maybe I'm scared of black people, or could this be a, I don't know, what is going on here? Later, Watson reached out to the plaintiff via text to apologize for the incident. The plaintiff did not respond to his apology. A few weeks later, the plaintiff received direct messages on Instagram from two other NFL players saying that they had been recommended to her by Big D, and they would like to use her for a massage. The plaintiff figured that Big D referred to Watson. These messages disturbed plaintiff. It was clear to the plaintiff that Watson failed to understand how his behavior affected her. You run a fucking massage thing out of your house, you bitch. Oh, my God, I'm horrified. I'm mortified, and I'm crying because his penis you, that's your job. Is to, okay, Joe, I can't go any further than this.
Yeah, I'd like some broad to call in to see if she can defend us.
She can't. She really can't. And any broad who thinks they could defend us. In addition to actual damages, the plaintiff seeks punitive damages, and such damages are not subject to capping. Damages as directed has incurred the following damage. Okay, so after his penis touched her hand, she claims of physical and mental pain and suffering and anguish, past and future, physical impairment, loss of enjoyment of life and peace of mind, past and future, reasonable and necessary loss of enjoyment of life because his penis touched the back of her hand. She's claiming loss of enjoyment of life and peace of mind. Reasonable and necessary medical counseling, psychiatric, therapeutic, and he needs them to pay for that.
Yeah, well,
loss of earnings.
Yeah, well, all that is recommended by a lawyer. She's not suffering anything. She just has to go through all the protocol in order to make a case.
Right. There we go. And it's called the Busby Law Firm. You know what? I'm going to call them tomorrow.
Oh, that's an idea.
I should call them tomorrow and say that I'm looking for an attorney for sexual harassment. I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to say somebody was staring at my butt.
You're the one
that's
sexually harassed.
Right, I am the one. I'm looking for an attorney. Somebody was looking at my eyes, and I feel that they were looking so hard that I developed a polyp. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I could. It could happen.
Eyesight can
could
do
happen.
That. You should also file a separate claim saying you went to the same massage, the same masseuse, and she failed to make you come too soon. So if she failed to make you come too soon, you got to file a lawsuit.
Exactly. I will.
You've been sexually harassed.
Exactly. Because it even said her advertising even said when I approached her door, I looked at her door, then I looked down and it says, welcome. And I'm thinking, that's kind of aggressive. I mean, I don't know how, it's kind of like, welcome, and hurry up and leave. I mean, I could get, you know, I feel a little sensitive. That's kind of demanding. I didn't even know her at that point.
Sure. I think that should be in your lawsuit.
I think it should. I think it should. And I'm going to say to her that she touched me. Sir, you're getting a massage. But she still touched me. Who told her to touch me? And she touched me very inappropriately. Why not? And I think I can get a lawsuit going on here. All right, before we leave, these are... These are, it is true. This place is called Case Cash, C-A-S-E. It's one of the main institutions. And if you are in the middle of a lawsuit or, I'm sorry, sexual harassment, they will give you a loan. They're called Case Cash, C-A-S-E-C-A-S-H. And a primary works with students. Here it is. It's a national full-service legal funding firm serving attorneys and their client. We understand your situation, and we strive to tailor a financial solution that will make your specific needs. Our dedicated team with over 20 years' experience in personal energy litigation provides lawsuit cash investment advances to help plaintiffs in their financial time. So they give you advances on it to help plaintiffs during their financial time of need. They're called Case Cash. There's a lot of them up and do that. Mm. How's that? There's their number eight. Let me see. Case Cash is about how to get your... Yeah, they're number eight, but there's other new ones. I never knew that there's financial institutions that you can loan, get a loan while your sexual harassment case is being heard. Isn't that interesting? Hey, Joe, off the subject, and I'm going to go right here. What do you think what's going on with, just me and you talking, what do you think what's going on with... Ukraine, what do you think?
I don't know that much about it. I hear conflicting stories about Ukraine's the aggressor, Russia's the aggressor. So I don't know which one is right. Because you never can really trust the, whatever you read, I don't know.
Well, how do you feel about Putin's, how do you feel about Tucker? Have you been hearing stories that Tucker is,
Tucker Carlson?
Supporting Tucker Carlson and supporting, what's his name? Putin. How the right wing is kind of saying, because Biden's weak and yay Putin, team Putin, that kind of thing. How you feel about communists going against our capitalistic society, and now people are rooting on a commie bastard? What do you think?
He's for Putin. Oh, really?
Yeah.
If he's for Putin, it's probably because there are rumors that the United States funded 6 biolabs in the Ukraine, and Putin wants to get rid of them. First off, the biolabs are similar to the Wuhan lab that released the Chinese virus. So Putin wants to get rid of those biolabs because they're also funded by the United States. So we should not be funding what's called gain-of-function labs, which is what these supposedly are. And I think America should stay out of Putin's business. Ukraine is right on the border of Russia. That's between Russia and the Ukraine. It doesn't involve, as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't involve the United States.
Hmm. Okay. And how about the no mask thing? Here in California, we don't have the mandate anymore. We don't have the mandate anymore. How do you feel about them? Even though in Germany, Europe, and China, the virus is going out of control. That's what they say. And Pfizer just put in a bid for another booster. So it'll be four shots altogether. How you feel about that?
Well, it's also been shown in court that Pfizer documents showed that Pfizer was aware of the deaths caused by the trials of the vaccine, and yet they didn't stop it. So Pfizer is up to no fucking good. So I wouldn't trust Pfizer's no good. None of the vaccine companies are any good, yet they're making literally billions of dollars. So to me, I'm not for the virus. I mean, I'm not for the vaccine. Studies have shown that the people who've gotten vaccinated are spreading the virus, not the unvaccinated.
Okay. Just wanted to get a feeling what you thought.
So what do you think?
Joe, I just got so political that you don't know what is up, what is down, what is sideways, what is right. What, everybody has a political agenda. Everybody has a side. It's an election year. That's all what I think. You know what I'm trying to say? I mean, as far as the virus, nobody's going to admit they mishandled it. Nobody, I mean, there's nothing different that's changed except for 1 million people in the U.S. have died, 6 million people worldwide has died. And all of a sudden, we're at school wearing no mask, and we're walking through the store with no mask. What has changed? And they can say, well, everybody's vaccinated. Okay. But even vaccination, even if you're vaccinated, you can catch the disease. Yeah, but it won't put you... See, the vaccine, here's what I'm thinking. You know what I'm thinking. The vaccination was not supposed to save your life. It's to keep you out of the hospital so you have room to treat people. It's to contain it a little bit that it's manageable. It wasn't supposed to help you in any way. That's what their vaccination was about. It's so you don't get hospitalized. It keeps you out of the hospital so they can have room to treat other people. So even if you were vaccinated, you can get it. And people did. And people did die of it. So if that's the case, this whole thing was a facade. And it's about Pfizer. No, I'm saying people did die. Just like you die of the cold and the flu. You know, you have different levels of that. But I don't think they should have made it out to what they made it out to be, the killer, the killer bees, the pandemic that's going to destroy the world and the nuclear of all diseases, and we panic and we shut everybody down and we shut the business down. I think that was the worst mistake. I don't know, Joe, what do you think? I mean, that's just how I feel. I think it was the worst mistake.
Well, I don't think they should have had a lockdown. The mortality rate for the virus is only 2%. It's about the same
right.
as the flu. So all of this, it was a facade. It was a hoax. And the vaccine is supposed to prevent, like all vaccines, are supposed to prevent those who get it from getting the disease. And it's supposed to prevent people from spreading it. So when the vaccine is failing in both regards, you got to wonder, then, why are we being forced to take it? Why are people forced to wear masks when the masks are ineffective? This is all a big hoax.
Yeah. I agree with you. And we're going to end it this way, and from Joe's favorite, and here it comes.
Here comes the angry.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
I'm back. Just for one more joke.
Yeah.
I got a request, and this time not to leave the place.
Yeah.
I got a request for somebody to greet you. Yeah. What a request. I was about to leave. All right, here it is. I'll tell you, my wife and I, we didn't think alike. She donates money to the homeless, and I donate money to the topless. We just don't think alike. I'll tell you, my wife was never a nice person. She was no nice person. On our first date, I asked her if I could give her a goodnight kiss on the cheek. She bent over. No respect. With my wife, I don't get no respect. I made a toast on her birthday to the best woman I ever had. The waiter joined me. I get no respect. Good night, everybody. Yeah, that's the worst comic ever. That who will be sued from this copyrighted material. Oh, I get no respect. Get none at all.
I'm going to have to call Block Talk and see if I can sue you. Because
I know.
I'm being harassed with these jokes.
I would. Joe, thank you
I'm
for keeping me company.
Harassed.
I know. That has been comically harassed. I know I got a lawsuit from many people. I've been comically harassed, this bastard.
Oh, okay.
Joe, I will be on the air tomorrow. I wanted. Wait a minute. No. Let me see. Wait a minute before I say anything. Tomorrow, Ken. I will be on the air for 1 hour tomorrow at my usual time at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hope to see you, Joe. It's great to hear your voice, man. I will be on tomorrow at 7.
All right. Okay, Brian. You're going to make it once a week, apparently, huh?
No. I just got to finish. I got to handle. What I got to do is I got to put in some work because I've been doing a podcast and just got to finish up a project. After tomorrow, I will be regular like I used to be. I've just been working on somebody's project, and I had to finish the job. So I have a meeting with him at 10, so I figured I could be on the air for 1 hour just to let everybody know in that hour that I'm back and that Blog Talk Radio won't be the same. See, you guys had some time without me to miss me. Now I'll be back. All right. Joe, thank you. I'm going to see you tomorrow.
And the angry comic is coming, too. Oh, well. Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, what a dog I got. His favorite bone is my arm. I'm a bad lover. Once I caught a peeping Tom, buoy me. Yes, the angry comic.
I like that, yeah. I like that.
Once I caught a peeping Tom, buoy me.
Yeah,
when
I
played in
the
sandbox.
The peeping Tom was
yeah, I know. When I played in the sandbox, the cap kept covering me up. So there's going to be more angry comics.
There's more. Oh, jeez.
There's a lot more
God.
Jokes. All right, Joe. I'll see you tomorrow, man. Thanks for coming in.
All right.
And,
take it easy, huh?
Okay.
And, keep telling those jokes because I love it when you lose your audience. You know what I mean?
I know. Yeah, Joe. It's just always you and me, right? At least we have Block Talk, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.